food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, friends. No, I'm not Pastor Butch. I'm sorry to say, but he did ask me to come on and host the show for him tonight. He's taking care of some personal business, but he did tell me to remind everybody that he will be in the office tomorrow, just like he always is. So if you need to get a hold of Pastor Butch, he'll be in the office tomorrow. You can give him a shout. I know he loves to hear from you. And got that part of the business out of the way. I'm Jerry Barrett. I am the host of Power of Prophecy. I took over for Tex Mars 8 years ago or so. And well, I'm having a ball behind the microphone and writing the newsletters, and if you don't get the newsletter and you want a copy, you can call us at the ministry at 1-800-234-9673. Give us your name, your address, and tell us you want to be put on the newsletter list, and we'll get you a copy. Now, there is so much happening in this crazy world today. Price of gas is going up and up and up, and they're trying to downplay it in this administration. And the thing that keeps me perplexed on this is the war in Iran is to be blamed for the price of oil and the price of gas going up. But I read a report that we don't get that much oil from the Strait of Hormuz. It goes to China, goes to Asia, goes to other countries on that side, but we don't get our oil from there. So why is our gasoline going up? And then you factor in the fact that we have two of the largest oil reserves on the planet here in America. Why aren't we drilling? Now, you and I both know that Joe Biden and his EPA tried to squash our energy independence. I'll get it out. By not allowing us to drill on our own land. But there is another problem, and nobody seems to take this into account. We don't have any new refineries. We have some older ones, and they're plugging away. But Trump announced recently that we're going to build a brand new refinery, I think in the Brownsville area, which is south Texas, down off the Gulf of America, as he calls it. and it's not far from the border. And we're going to put a refinery there. And maybe that will help dissipate the cost of refining the crude. And then we hearken back to what we did in Argentina, and we basically kidnapped the leader. He was a commie, but we kidnapped him and put him on trial here, and we took control over Venezuela's oil. Now, it's a thicker crude. It's a more crude oil, and it was being shipped to Cuba. So, two birds with one stone. We're getting oil from Venezuela for probably pennies on the dollar. Cuba is facing an oil shortage, an energy crisis, so to speak. But it takes twice as long for our refineries to clean up the sludge that we're getting out of Venezuela. Okay, that's all good. But they keep talking about Brent crude prices, 55-gallon barrel. And it's going up to $120, $125 a barrel. The gasoline that has been refined is not affected by the current prices of oil. It is the oil companies getting rich off our backs. And nothing's being done about it. Allegedly, we're going to have a peace deal worked out with Iran, and the strait's going to open up, and gas is going to be dirt cheap again. Well, growing up as a kid, gas was, I think it was 69 cents a gallon back when my dad pumped it. But it's not going back there. But if we can get it under $2 a gallon, we'll all be dancing a happy dance, won't we? I paid almost a little over $4 a gallon. Now, I know in Texas it's cheaper. My son lives in Arizona, and he's paying $4.50, $4.80 a gallon out there. And I think that's at the Costco, so he gets a discount. Can't imagine living in California and trying to pay all the taxes that they have added on to a tank of gas, a gallon of gas, let's be truthful. And they're paying $6, $7, $8, $9 a gallon. That's just ludicrous. The government is taxing you to drive your vehicle. Oh, but, well, you got one of those fancy-dancy Teslas or one of those EV, electric vehicles, and you plug into the house and you charge your battery every night. Well, you're paying tax on the energy that's feeding this, and we're coming up on summer. And the electric companies always seem to jack up the price of electricity in summer because everybody that lives in the South got to have an air conditioner. You know, I heard about air conditioning growing up, but we didn't have it. Air conditioning was an attic fan and open every window in the house. And that was how we stayed cool. We have become a sissified nation because we have to have all these creature comforts. And I read a bunch. I'm sorry if I keep saying that over and over, but there was an article today about expenditures and how Generation Z, the young generation, how they're overspending and their credit has reached its max and they're paying the minimum on their credit card each month. But every morning they get up and go to Starbucks and get a $5, $6 cup of coffee. And they're irresponsible. But who's to blame for that? Let's see. We took bookkeeping out of the high school and replaced it with wokeism. We took civics out of high school and replaced it with more wokeism. We took economy out of the high school, and that was where you learned how to balance your checkbook, how to set a budget, how to maintain a savings account. That was taken out. And we wonder why these kids are $250,000 in debt for student loans to go to a college to get a degree that they will never use. Oh, but they got the sheepskin. And that will get them in some doors. But they'll be paying that student loan off the rest of their life. But they were never taught how to manage their funds. And if you follow sports, you know almost 90%, I think, is the number of NFL players who have left the game or retired or bankrupt within 5 years of retirement because they pay all these hangers-on. They buy all these houses, all these cars that depreciate, and they've never been taught how to responsibly handle their money. And, of course, some of them are just getting ripped off by family members because, well, the money's always going to be there. That is so sad that we cannot teach our young how to manage a budget, how to have a little left over each month and put it in savings, maybe invest it in something, pay off your credit card so you're not paying all these interest payments. And I talked to a gentleman from Canada the other day, and he said that credit has ruined this country, America. And I'm kind of inclined to agree with him. Now, back in the day, you know, I lived in a small town here in Texas. And I went to the grocery store one day and forgot my checkbook. And they let me go home with my groceries. They kept the receipt on the register. And 20 minutes later, I came back and paid for my groceries. Two things. They didn't have to restock and everything go bad. So I got to take it home. But we don't have that faith in humanity anymore. We don't have a non-usurious, I don't know if that's a word, but I just made it up, system. We used to barter. We used to trade. And now the trade comes with a catch. And it's called interest. And this is applying to our federal government, the bloat that we read about during Trump's campaign. He was going to have the Department of Government something, DOGE. I can't even remember what it was. It's slipped my mind right now. But DOGE was going to go in and find all the waste and the fraud, and then we're going to end it. Well, that didn't work out so good. And then you look at what's going on in California. And I'm on Twitter. And James Wood, the actor, conservative, I might say. I didn't say Republican. I said a conservative. He posted this interview of a homeless guy in Los Angeles. And he is getting paid $620 a month to be homeless in L.A. And they wonder why there's a homeless problem in Los Angeles. This guy isn't even from L.A. He was from the Texas-Louisiana border. But this seems to be part of the playbook for these Democrat socialists to destroy this country inch by inch and piece by piece. And the homeless population is hideous in Los Angeles. It's not much better here in California East, known as Austin, Texas. But Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, the one who went to Ghana just before the wildfires destroyed the Palisades and Eaton and a couple other places there in L.A. County because they didn't have any water, when she ran for mayor, what, 4 years ago, she promised that she was going to end homelessness by 2026. She is a Marxist. She is a Democrat, socialist, communist, Marxist. And during an interview, she claimed that she didn't realize that there were bureaucratic barriers in place. But now she wants to be reelected to this cushy position. She's saying that we're going to clean up the homeless problem. It's down 17% in her 4 years, almost 4 years in office. But now she campaigned the other day that the crackheads and the meth heads and all the druggies that are the homeless population in Los Angeles, they can't get a job because they got no teeth, because meth eats your teeth up. So now the city of Los Angeles is going to pay for new dentures for these homeless people, throwing good money after bad. You know, I was laughing and telling somebody the other day, you know, they got these signs at the state park, the national parks, don't feed the bear. Why do you think they have those signs? Because if humans feed the bears, they're not going to forage like God intended for them to do. They're going to look for the easy way out. And that's why you see so many of them dumpster diving these days. You'll see videos of it. They're not afraid of people. They'll come down and dumpster dive and eat all they want instead of foraging like God intended for them to do. But man knows so much better. We're going to have socialism take over. And we're going to have the government take care of everybody. I don't know if people ever saw photos from Moscow during the early part of the communist regime, the Bolshevik takeover, the bread lines, just for a piece of bread. People were starving because of communism, socialism. When you get rid of an incentive for an entrepreneur or an inventor or a doctor, speaking of socialized medicine, why would a doctor exert much effort if he's not going to get a return on his investment? He's going to school for 4 years to get his graduate degree. Then he's going to med school. Then he's got to serve a residency before he can apply to get his licensing from the state. That's another tax, by the way. But in socialized medicine, where they pick certain people and they stick them in med school and say, this is what you want to do, we're going to let you do this, but you can't make any more money than this. We'll pay for your school, but this is all you can earn. Then why bother working hard? And that ties into an email I read years ago. There was a professor, and I don't know if you've heard this before or not, but I'm going to tell it again because I like it. There was a professor, college professor, said, we're going to have an experiment on socialism. This entire semester, the highest grade will be shared among everybody. So the first test comes along, and you know, you got a dozen of the students. They're studying, they're preparing, they're ready. and they get a 98 on the test. And there are those slackers who didn't do anything, just turned in a blank test. They got a 98. By the end of the semester, everybody had failed because the slackers always thought somebody else would take care of them. The ones who were working the hardest weren't getting a return on their investment, so they quit investing the time and energy it took to learn. And that's how socialism works. I don't understand how people don't comprehend that. They all want the government to take care of them. Who's going to pay the bill? Oh, and then they want to tax the rich. Oh, that's Mom Donnie has said that. He's big on taxing the rich. We want to tax the rich. The problem is Jeff Bezos, Amazon, you know how much income tax they paid the corporation? $0. You know why? Because their lobbyists went to Congress and they lobbied for loopholes in the tax code. And then they exploit these loopholes. All the elite do this. They have tax lawyers that study these loopholes and create, whether it's a foundation like Bill and Melinda Gates created, some way to hide their earnings. They claim it's philanthropic work. No, it's tax evasion. But anyway, Bezos was being interviewed on CNBC, and he was saying, people want me to pay billions more in taxes. But it's not going to solve the problem. Personally, when I first heard this, I thought it was ludicrous. There's no way that this would work. Excuse me. A flat tax. I'm still not sold on the idea of a flat tax. But then somebody else proposed a sales tax, a national sales tax. And it starts making sense when I start extrapolating the information that I've seen. So you buy a new car, and that money, that tax, goes to pay your tax bill. You buy a boat, that tax goes to pay your tax bill. You buy $100 worth of groceries, and a percentage of that is taxed, and that goes to the tax bill. That way, they say, you got to pay your fair share. Just because you're a billionaire, you're not paying your fair share. What is a fair share? If you have a national sales tax, every time you buy something, it goes to satisfy your tax bill. And if you have no money to buy anything, you're not paying any taxes. You could shut down the IRS tomorrow. Tax lawyers would be out of a job. They'd have to get honest work. The extra 84,000 agents that Joe Biden wanted to hire would get furloughed along with everybody else in the IRS. The problem with this government system that we have allowed to fester is it is bloated. The bureaucracy is so spiderless that everybody has their own little fiefdom. And they like being king of their hill, and they don't want to give that up. And then if the government really got serious about this and wanted to get out of debt, we would shut down the central bank. Why not? if we have a national income tax, why do the central bankers need to make money? The Constitution says that our government is supposed to print our legal tender, not Federal Reserve notes. Those are loans to the federal government. So why not print greenbacks like Kennedy wanted to, like Lincoln did? Shut down the central banks. Cut off the funding for Israel with these central banks. And write off that debt. You could settle pennies on the dollar, maybe. Or you could print 30 trillion greenbacks and give it to the Federal Reserve and say, here, we're paid off. Now, get out of town. This is a pipe dream, I know. But the fact that they want to tax the rich, these people never understood how a capitalist system works. And they're so lazy mentally, they don't care to do the gymnastics to understand that capitalism is the engine that makes everything move forward. It's not a bad thing. It's not evil. It is the grease that gets the wheel rolling. If you're an inventor and you have a great idea and you sell it, then you have earned your money, whether you make $1 billion or $100. That's capitalism. You thought about it. You did the prototype. You worked on it. You perfected it. You created something that people needed and wanted. And now your investment in your time and your thought is rewarded. In a socialist system, nobody's inventing anything because the government owns it all. And they tell you how much you can have and how much you can keep. There's no incentive to invent. And if you're paying attention, this digital currency that they keep hinting about, if it comes into fruition, we will all be subjected to a social credit score. And somebody on high is going to decide if your social posts are good or bad. You're going to get more money or less money, and they're going to control you any way they can. We've gone through half of the show. I want to thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Call to Decision. Pastor Butch will be in the office tomorrow.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. you can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Heard. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Heard Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Heard Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Your sword and shield, and on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry back with you. You know, I want to finish that thought on the social credit score. So if you're on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, whatever, and you post something that a muckety-muck in the government doesn't like, that will affect your credit score. And that will limit the amount of money that will be in your account. They will be able to pull it out or put it back in. You know, they're doing this in Red China right now. And there are people who are victimized because they said something kind of negative about Xi Jinping or the government in itself, and they have been banned from traveling. They can't get on a bus. They can't get on a train to go visit relatives in another province. And that's what is coming down the pike if the Federal Reserve and the powers that be in our government create this digital currency. So you just heard the ad about gold and silver? It might be a good idea to stock up a little bit on that, because we don't know what we're going to have to barter with if it comes to that. There will be holdouts like me who don't want to deal with this digital credit score and this system, because my digital credit score, I know, is going to be in the negative. Because I'm not afraid to say the truth. But it's something to think about. Speaking of the truth, the Southern Poverty Law Center, they were in the news recently. They got indicted for money laundering and other nefarious things. And there are people on Capitol Hill, Democrats, demon rats, if you will, who are speaking loquaciously about all the good that the Southern Poverty Law Center has done. No, They are an evil group that are controlled by the Jews. It is a Jewish organization. I recently did a program on it, and I actually did some digging into the hierarchy at the SPLC. The co-founder was Jewish, him and Morris Deeds. But all the other leaders have been Jewish. And who are they targeting? They're targeting Christians and Christian organizations. And they're coming out with this hate group listing. And Power Prophecy is a general hate group. Even though we have never held a rally and said we need to kill this person or kill this group of people or genocide this group of people, all we have ever said was that everybody needs to come to know Jesus. We are going to expose the evildoers. And we are going to call a spade a spade. But it's never been anything evil or hateful. But the SPLC seems to think that we are evil. They claim that the SPLC is a civil rights organization. You know, when Morris Deese founded this cabal, he may have had visions of grandeur, because at the time he was fighting the KKK and other white supremacy groups, and maybe they did some good work at the beginning. But when you do a deep dive and you realize that they paid an informant to foment, to stir up the opposition in Charlottesville, and then paid this same informant to stay on the staff another 6 months, one person died in Charlottesville. The SPLC was paying these people to stir up trouble so that they could go to their donors and say, we need more money to fight this evil. They were paying the bad guys to create situations that they could profit off of. Oh, and wait, they've got like a $500 million war chest in the Cayman Islands that can't even be touched by the federal government because Cayman Islands are a territory of the British. But the IRS has granted them has granted the SPLC a 501c3 nonprofit status. So it's tax-free anyway. Just crazy. And there was elections yesterday. I know Thomas Massey was running for re-election in Kentucky, and he got APAC'd straight up. Donald Trump, the Make Israel Great Again president of the United States, and maybe Israel, made it his objective to fire Thomas Massey from his district in Kentucky. And because Thomas Massey spoke out against Israel and the war in Iran and wanted to release the Epstein files, he became a target for Donald Trump. And I know Lauren Boebert campaigned with Thomas Massey, I think, over this last weekend. You can bet when she comes up for re-election that she will be APAC'd out herself. Brand new district in Colorado. And she will be voted out. And Dave Rubin got on Twitter, and he posted a smart-aleck comment that, siding with Ro Khanna, the Young Turks, Candace Owens, and calling Trump a pedophile, isn't the best move for a Republican. Ed Gowrine got 54% of the vote, according to the decision desk. Massey only got 45% of the vote. But Massey won 96% of the vote 2 years ago when he ran for office, and he lost 40-some percent of his support? Or was there some shenanigans going on? The opposition to Massey was increased in the turnout numbers by 357%. This doubled the highest overall vote total in Kentucky history from 2024. So, how did this happen? Was it the Zionist Hexa campaigning for Gowrine that pushed it over the top? Was it the $20, $50 million that AIPAC and other pro-Zionist organizations pumped into this campaign? This is almost as bad as Soros spending tens of millions of dollars to get woke DAs voted into office. The anomalies are they're astounding. From 2 years ago when Massey ran to now. And Trump made it his promise that he was going to get Massey out of Congress. And the machine took care of that. AIPAC funneled so much money. A foreign government. They should be registered as a lobbyist for a foreign government. AIPAC. They're not. Everybody wants to claim Israel is our Middle East ally. That's a lie, too. We are useful idiots, and that's the best I can say of what they think about America. But AIPAC was able to get Thomas Massey out of office. He was one of the few congressmen. I didn't agree with everything Massey put forth or said, but I agreed with him more times than not. He was the kind of congressman that I would like to represent me in my district here in Texas. And it's ludicrous that we let a foreign government select who is going to be a representative from Kentucky. And this was also on Twitter. Blake Moore is a congressman from Utah. And he made, he said the quiet part out loud during a press conference. He said, our Republican priority will always be to put government ahead of Americans. Oops. He let the cat out of the bag. Tech said it. He quoted George Wallace, who said, there is not a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. Not a dime's worth of difference. They sit up there all high and mighty, and they say they're going to do all this, and then nothing happens. Look at what Trump campaigned on to be president. We're going to have deportations. We're going to shrink the government. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to make America great again. What have we done? We have made Israel great again. Nick Shorter posted this on Twitter, and I got to share this with you. Trump was on the tarmac or somewhere in a parking lot. I think he gave a speech at the graduating class for the Coast Guard. And he made this comment. Quote, yeah, I'm right now at 99% in Israel. I could run for prime minister. So maybe after I do this, I'll go to Israel, run for prime minister. I had polling this morning. I am at 99%, close quote. That was Donald Trump. Sorry, I had to call. Donald Trump says he could be prime minister of Israel. Well, first off, for him to be able to do that, he'd have to be Jewish. And Henry Macko has said that Donald Trump is Jewish. He is a member of the Chabad Lubavitch, just like his son-in-law, Kushner. So maybe he will go to Israel and become prime minister. Why not? Joe Biden said he would, or not Joe Biden, Bill Clinton said that he would go over and fight for the Israeli Defense Forces if need be when he was president. This is a guy that dodged the draft to go to Vietnam, but he would greatly put his life on the line for Israel. Is there a problem? Do you see it? Because I see it. Trump said he was going to make America great again, but everything he's done is to benefit Israel. Why are we bombing Iran? Why do we have all our sailors in harm's way off the coast of Iran? Because Israel said if he didn't, they were gonna. And the tail was wagging the dog. Trump said, okay, we're going to bomb. Exit. The pro-Zionist said, I got a plan. We're going to go bomb. You remember what John McCain said when he was running for president? Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran. That's what Trump has done. It is ludicrous that we kowtow to a tiny nation in the Middle East that doesn't like us, that calls us useful idiots, stole nuclear bomb research and material to create their first nuclear bomb. A traitor to America is running for the Knesset right now. And Mike Huckabee met with this guy. Huckabee is supposed to be an ambassador to America, for America. But he is an Israeli ambassador to America. He is an embarrassment. Why are we kowtowing to this? It just blows my mind. I'm of the opinion that we pull out because Israel seems to think that everything revolves around them. And, you know, if we do pull out, the only option that Israel has is to nuke everybody. And it'll destroy life as we know. But they're so dead set against Iran having nuclear weapons. Why aren't we inspecting what Israel has? Why aren't we going over there and taking their nuclear material away? Why aren't we bombing Dimona, their nuclear enrichment reactor? You know, about 10, 12 years ago, I looked on Google Maps, Google Earth, and I looked up Dimona. And you saw the name Dimona on the map there in Israel. And when you zoomed in, there was nothing but desert. Because the Jews said you cannot put up a picture of our nuclear reactor our nuclear enrichment reactor on Google Maps. The people in the Middle East know it's there. They know where Dimona is. Our government knows where Dimona is. Why aren't we going over there? Why isn't the atomic agency inspecting what's going on in Israel? And there's an old saying, you know who's in charge when you cannot criticize this individual or this nation. And everything I've said tonight, the SPLC would say I'm anti-Semitic. No, I'm not anti-Semitic. The inhabitants of the nation of Israel aren't even Semites. They're from southern Russia, from Poland, from Ukraine. They're not ancient Israelites. They're not Semitic. But they will drop that anti-Semite moniker on you faster than you can kiss a duck because they think it's going to kowtow people. And some it will. But my mentor, Tex Mars, showed me through biblical teaching what's really the skinny on what's going on. Now, this was kind of humorous to me. Came across this. There were a bunch of Muslims in Ireland that had, well, kind of broken the law, done some nasty things, and they were being deported to Pakistan. And the government arranged the flight, and they stuck these Muslims on this plane, headed straight to Pakistan. And out of the kindness of their heart, they fed these Muslims a good old Irish breakfast. You know what's part of the Irish breakfast? Pork sausage. Yep. And now, all of the bleeding heart libtards are up in arms that they would dare feed these Muslims pork. Oh, my. They're getting a free ride home. They got to raise havoc in Ireland. They weren't in the desert. There's water to drink. There's food to eat. They're getting handouts from the Irish government. But these bleeding hearts are upset that their culture was mistreated. You've got to be kidding. Now, I've heard people say that they need to buy the land next to these mosques that have grown up all around here in Texas. There's over 200, I think. People have said that we need to buy the land next to it and put in a pig farm. Maybe. It's kind of funny if you think about it. Because it would be an affront. Oh, but then you know all these liberals that think that we should have mosques on every corner are going to be up in arms. You know, the same liberals that are supporting these mosques and this Muslim movement have no clue and don't care to know the truth about what happens to homosexuals. And you know, homos, sodomites, they're top priority to a lot of these libtards. Oh, we got to be inclusive. We got to allow sodomites to be included. They can adopt babies and they can get married. And we got to support the Muslims. But the Muslims would chop the heads off of these Mos because it's an affront to their religion. It's an abomination to God, but that doesn't count with these libtards. But we're up in arms because, and these flight attendants, I don't even know if they knew that these were Muslims and they couldn't eat pork. I think some of them were just trying to make it a comfortable flight and feed these men to send them back home. And we get up in arms because, well, they fed them pork. You know, when Bobby Kennedy took over as Health and Human Services Director, I thought for sure we were going to see some positive changes. Growing up as a kid, I think I had 5 jabs. That was it. That was all that was required. And now, with Big Pharma in control and not liable for any damage, the kids are taking 70 to 100 shots before they can get to school. They're doing hepatitis B vaccines on newborns. Newborns haven't come in contact with blood or relations. There is no way a newborn has hepatitis B, but they're jabbing these kids. And these kids are getting hepatitis B. And they're also suffering other adverse events from getting this jab. And Bobby Kennedy wanted to redo the schedule. And the CDC was riding right along, and a judge, not a doctor, but a judge, struck down the changes that he was making to the vaccine schedule. Not a doctor. A judge. A bleeding heart, libtard judge. Says that Bobby Kennedy and the CDC cannot make changes to the vaccine schedule. Kids didn't have food allergies back in the day. There was no autism. That's an overstatement. There was very rare instances of autism back in my day. You can't go anywhere today without somebody saying, well, I've got a food allergy. I'm allergic to peanuts. Or I'm allergic to this. Now we got celiac disease. Because I can't eat wheat. It's nuts. We need to quit jabbing all our kids. We're killing them. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in to me and giving me an hour of your time. Pastor Butch will be in the office tomorrow. If you want to give him a holler, he'll look forward to hearing from you. Pastor Butch, thank you, brother, for letting me fill in for you. I love you, brother. Y'all have a great evening, and I will see y'all soon. God bless y'all. Seeking souls
of fallen men. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.